It is a time when schools obviously have to find different ways to educate, and schools have found those ways to do so. Technology certainly playing a big part of how schools are now operating. And when technology is not available, in some cases schools are making packages and paper packets available too. And we have great admiration for the teachers who are adjusting and adapting to making sure that they continue to do what's necessary to make sure our youngsters are getting the education that they need. And to the youngsters, kudos too for adapting to challenges and changes. We have heard from a local teacher. She is a longtime loyal listener, and we certainly appreciate that. From Emmanuel Lutheran School in Bay City, Mrs. Bublitz, who's a fifth grade teacher. And as the process of having to learn online is going on, Mrs. Bublitz assigned an English assignment to her fifth grade class to write a paragraph on the perks or problems with distance learning.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Yeah, the perspective of the kids themselves.
Did she share some of those perspectives?
I have got some to share.
All right.
I've got three examples, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And it's nice to hear when she wrote to us, she talked about how more than ever, and perhaps this was for her particular school system with Emmanuel Lutheran School in Bay City, but I'm sure this could go for all schools, how parents and teachers are truly partners in a child's education, mm-hmm. now more than ever.
And if I recall that note properly, they were more into computers and things of that even before this pandemic situation arrived.
Yeah, things
which
that were already being
thing.
Done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Parents' patience, parents' guidance, parents' assistance in the education of students she honors. And she also talks about the kids, too, that need to be noted for their resilience, cooperation, and positive attitudes in spite of the challenges and changes and things that are going on. So, again, the perks and problems of distance learning. And I got three examples from Mrs. Bublitz and her fifth grade class from Emmanuel Lutheran in Bay City. And they read this way. And by the way, the three examples, no particular order. In fact, I kind of shuffle them up in case the students are wondering.
So there's no ranking involved here.
No ranking involved. Okay. I just took the three examples I had, kind of shuffled them up, and they came up this way. So from Tavish Mulholland. Classroom and distance learning are very different from one another. I am learning that distance learning has its perks and problems. The three main problems with distance learning are you can easily be distracted. You can't see your teacher in person, and it's harder to ask questions. So the first disadvantage of distance learning is you can easily be distracted. You can be distracted since you are in your house, and your siblings could start asking you to play or bugging you. My guess, it's more of the latter than the former. The second disadvantage of distance learning is you can't see your teacher in person. This is a disadvantage because if you have a question, you can't just raise your hand and get called on. You have to email your teacher. You know, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
You know how easy it just is, hey, you know, you got a question?
Right. Instant answer. That's why you wait until the teacher sees the email.
The final disadvantage of distance learning is there is a chance that your internet will go out and you won't be able to work on your homework. This is a disadvantage because if your internet goes out when you are working on your homework, you will not be able to work on the online homework, but hopefully you have work to do on worksheets. Distance learning is a very new, confusing thing to me, but I hope that in the future I will be able to adjust and be comfortable with it. From Tavish Mulholland, from, again, Emmanuel Lutheran School, fifth grade class for Mrs. Bublitz.
Well written.
Yeah, very nicely done there. I like that. God, internet go out. Hey, Tavish, get ready.
Yeah. Wait until you get in the real world.
Yeah, when you're working, it happens for schools. It happens at the workplace.
It sure does.
From, is it Minerva? Seeds is the old lady's name. Minerva. Classroom and distance learning are very different from each other. I am learning that distance learning has its perks and problems. The three main perks of distance learning are what you get to sit on, and how you aren't rushed to do your homework. The first perk of distance learning is what you get to wear. There's no dress code, so I can enjoy anything I want to wear. We can understand that. The second perk of being at home is what you get to sit on. Instead of hard plastic chairs, I can enjoy a comfortable couch or a fluffy bed. Oh, wouldn't that be nice right now to sit on? Last but not least, the final perk of learning from home is how you aren't rushed to do your homework. Because you are at home, you can take as much time as you want to do your homework. Even though there are so many amazing perks to distance learning, these three are my favorites. And I can understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Get what you want to wear, what you get to sit on, and doing your homework. Man, that sounds like some good perks there. Again, thank you from Minerva. And from Lauren Widener, we have this. Classroom and distance learning are very different from one another. I am learning distance learning has its advantages and disadvantages. Advantages of distance learning are you can get your homework done faster, and you can wear your PJs.
Hey, be comfortable.
There's a perfect perk. A disadvantage is it can be complicated when you don't have your teachers around. The first advantage of distance learning is you can get your homework done faster. You can get your homework done faster if you understood that work well, instead of waiting on other people to finish. The second advantage is you can wear your PJs. Since we are not going to school, we can wear our PJs while we're doing our homework. A disadvantage is it's complicated when your teacher's not around. When my teacher is not around, like face-to-face, it gets hard because if I don't understand something, and my mom and dad don't understand it either, then I don't know how to do it. And that's what mom and dads are understanding, that they don't understand a lot of this. The differences between classroom and distance learning takes time to get used to, from Lauren Widener, from, again, the 5th grade Emmanuel Lutheran School class from Mrs. Bublitz. Three examples of kids who are adjusting and having to find the advantages and disadvantages, the perks and the problems with distance learning.
And probably missing break time with their friends and socializing. And they can do it online, but that's not quite the same.
No, and you forget sometimes, especially if you're removed from what happened in school. For many, the socializing is such an important part. There can be positives, there can be negatives. And sometimes learning the positive and negatives of socializing in school is something that leads not just to the educational processes of the ABCs, the math and the English and sciences, but also what you have to deal with in life. I mean, because at some point you've got to learn how to socialize with people in the workplace. Of course, now we have 2020 and people are learning how not to deal with people in the workplace.